question?
You had lights last night, no fan today?
Did you get what you wanted out of guys with the pads? And
yeah, it was good. You know, we had a really great session last night, and then to come back today at noon and the heat was good. We got what we wanted. They stayed focused, and, you know, they had that their day off looming, but they stayed focused. It was good to see.
Like when that last group on defense turned it up in the live period?
Well, I mean, it's what you expect. Any group that's going to go live should be able to tackle and should be aggressive, but we saw some good things out of the offense as well.
Is part of it learning to concentrate on repetitive issues during the heat?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're gonna play for the first month or 6 weeks in some inclement weather, particularly warm weather, and you know, the hardest thing to do is to think when you're tired and you're hot, and so you just can't all of a sudden start doing that in the regular season. You have to prepare, you have to practice it, and so, and they understand that, and that's probably the reason for, you know, the time off, the rest, and come back out in the heat and stay focused and work. So it's just all part of the training camp process.
As you get into the first off day, are they where you want them to be at this point?
Yeah, I think we had a good week. You know, it's important over the next 24 hours that they rest. You know, we got guys that are going to require treatment. They got to come in, and no one's going anywhere. They're going to stick around, and we'll meet tomorrow night and look at the tape and get going again. But we've put together a pretty good week. I have no idea where we are. We'll have a better idea come Wednesday when the Rams come in.
You've talked a lot about the energy level the last couple of days, how much you've liked it. Week or so in, is it usually that's where guys are? Do they start to get worn down? Are you pleased?
You know, I think in years past when we've needed the back-to-back sessions and the two-a-day sessions, I mean, they're going to get worn down. I said, but it's not the case now. I mean, you know, they're resting, they're recovering, they're full speed, the intensity level's there, and hopefully that'll carry over.
How much did you want guys maybe thinking of September 6th at noon, or 7th, what you'll be doing on that day, opening the season against Jacksonville?
Well, they were reminded as to why we were coming out. And, you know, they're not necessarily thinking about the Jaguars right now. It's a process. But, you know, the opening, you know, the opener is what you do these things for, to get yourself ready for the start of the season. So it's not necessarily a Jaguar thing as much as it was preparing for them.
Hopefully it's maybe just a little cooler on that day.
You know, we'll play with, you know, whatever cards we're dealt with. You know, it's hot down there. I expect it to be hot here.
What are some of the steps in Courtland's development that you've appreciated or enjoyed seeing?
Well, it was a consistency, you know, in all aspects of his game last year. And he's working on those things. He continues to work. And he understands that, you know, it's hard to play a perfect game. He's probably striving to do that, you know. And it's a very tough position to play. It requires great deal of concentration and effort and physical ability, and he works on his skill set every day.
What was Kyle set out today?
We had a number of guys that we just backed down today for a various reason. Nobody really has any issues.
After first week, are you happy with effort level as a whole?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have any concerns right now. I mean, we're, you know, other than I don't know where we are, we haven't been able to compare ourselves to anybody else. But, you know, what we're asking to do as a staff, they're responding to, and that's really all you can ask for now.
Jeff, with the off season to Jill, how do you like the way the secondary is looking, you know, with the time they spent, and Griff having a whole off season at safety as well?
Well, they're communicating very well. They're making plays. You know, there'll be periods during this past week where it's tough on the offense to get the ball down the field, and that's good. They're seeing a lot of different things out of the offense, which will better prepare them for the regular season.